RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Continue talking about Ohio State and Miami. Big game coming up tomorrow. It is the national quarterfinal. It is the Cotton Bowl. And we'll see if Ohio State can repeat as national champions. In fact, let's get a little perspective from the Miami point of view. Tim Reynolds has a book out right now. Not only does he cover, you know, college football and us, but he is an outstanding NBA writer. I remember having him on time and time again when the NBA was in the bubble. His book is out right now, The Miami Heat, An Illustrated Timeline. Hopefully, it doesn't show fans in Cleveland when LeBron decided to go down there, but we'll go down that road another time. Tim Reynolds is now with us. Tim, how are you? Do me a favor. You're at the game, okay? Set the tone. Set the tone. What's it like?
Did Withers get you to say set the tone? Because I'm a Shorzy line. Right
I am there. Too. Yeah, I'm a Shorzy fan, so he set me up on that.
This team will never lose again.
This team will never lose again, except when they lose. And by the way, season 5, not yet available in the States, but I've seen the first 2 episodes. I'm just pleased. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm not going to say anything else.
I just got done telling Andy that you are the Shorzy aficionado. I'm sorry to hear this. This is not the way we want to start 2026.
Yeah, I'm the foremost. I'm the Woj of Shorzy and Luge in this country. It's very, very niche, very, very niche talents of mine. Yes, but
I was a Shorzy fan for 1 season, and then I hopped off, and then Tom just convinced me to get back on. So I started in on the second season there. I got mad because the Canadian versions were on Crave, and I was like, I don't get Crave, and then I got mad, so I quit watching it. Sorry about that. I'll be back. I'll come back.
I'll say this about Crave, and then we'll get back to football.
Okay.
Crave, much like the gyms, are just such beauties.
Jim.
Can we just say this, that Miguan and Ziguan are the two most underappreciated characters in television in the Northern Hemisphere? Oh, my God.
Goes without saying.
Right now.
All right.
They are mean, and I wish they tweeted. I'm just going to say, we need burner Twitter accounts for those two's most innermost thoughts. They would be very much like how Withers and I have conversations.
Very nice.
We've lost all of your listeners just doing this.
That's okay.
No, the people that follow me, because I have a pretty decent hockey.
Yeah, you do.
Friends around town. They all know what you're talking about. Just so you know,
we'll bring them back on the ice here. Then let's talk Canes football, Tim Reynolds, and you know this team very well. I remember talking to you earlier in the season. And you and I both said that Ohio State and Miami seem to be separating from the pack, and now here they are matching up. Give us like a broader snapshot of what this team is and what they've done this year.
So what this team is, this is the first time in a long time that Miami really has been complete, that there's not one area that you can point to and say, okay, that's not very good. You know, for years it was quarterback play. Mm. Then it was linebackers. Last year was the defense, particularly the back end of the defense. This team is complete. They hit home runs in the portal in some areas where they expected to, and they also hit some in areas where they didn't expect. I know they missed 3 field goals in the first round game. I get that.
In a wind tunnel.
The wind was also blowing 9 billion miles an hour. Yeah. So like I don't look into that very much. But there's no area where they feel like, okay, this is a huge liability. But obviously, it's football, and it's Mario Cristobal football. He's an offensive lineman. He is still an offensive lineman. He's just slimmer now than he was then, and he wears better suits than he did in the early 90s. It starts up front, as it does with all great teams. They have built this thing from the lines out. The offensive line coach, a guy named Alex Mirabal, is one of Mario Cristobal's longest friends. They went to high school together. Alex Mirabal might be 5'3 and might be 120 pounds. Does not seem the offensive lineman type at all. Is one of the absolute best offensive linemen in the country, just in terms of the mechanics, just tactician. They've made he can look at a lineman and just make the teeniest adjustment in where their feet are positioned, and it makes all the difference. So they've been allowed to be very precise in how they coach this team. They're not looking to solve big problems. They're looking to make little problems better. And that's what's allowed them to take this jump. The lines are elite. It's not going to be it's real simple tomorrow. It's going to be, can Miami block Ohio State? Can Ohio State block Miami? Somebody's going to do it better than the other team, and that team is going to move on to the semifinal. I don't think we need to overcomplicate this. It's going to be Miami's front seven against Ohio State's front seven, and the winner moves on. It's not hard.
Tim Reynolds for the Associated Press joining us. We're talking a little Ohio State and Miami for tomorrow night's national quarterfinal. How was the Jeremiah Smith story played out in South Florida this week? Obviously, he's from Miami Gardens originally.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a big story in that he's obviously one who got away. Mm-hmm. But South Florida, much like Texas, much like California, there's so much talent here. Mm-hmm. That for as much as fans want to keep it all at home, you just can't. So I know it's a big deal right now because we're in the college football playoff, about to play a playoff quarterfinal. I get why it's a huge story. Miami goes through this every game. Every game they play, there was a 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, maybe not a Jeremiah Smith caliber, but an elite player on the other team who, for whatever reason, wanted to go to Miami and didn't get asked, or Miami wanted and he wanted to go somewhere else. They're used to this down here. So it's not a huge story. It is, but it's not something that they're not used to here. They know Miami fans are so used to this because you deal with it every game. Now, obviously, it's a different level tomorrow night because that kid is him. Elite does not go far enough with that young man. But there will be pressures to perform. Like, look, before the Cal game last year, Cal and Miami played a 10:30 Eastern kick last season. Miami had to go out there for the game. I don't think a lot of people in America knew who Fernando Mendoza was before
right.
that night.
Good You're point. Right.
And that was the start of what became the Fernando Mendoza trajectory. Some guys just shine in that moment. He went to the same high school as Mario Cristobal and Alex Mirabal. He went to Christopher Columbus High School. He's a Miami kid, Cuban-American kid. The storylines write themselves. Some guys really love that spotlight. Some guys run from it. Jeremiah Smith will not run from it tomorrow night. We know that.
So on the other side of the ball, we have Malachi Toney, the freshman phenom for the Canes, who has emerged as one of college football's best player in a hurry, Tim. Give us a little snapshot of what he does well. I know they like to use him in even some Malachat formations, if you will. He throws the ball occasionally out of there. So what kind of weapon is that for the Canes?
He's an incredible weapon. By the way, you're a phenom yourself, just so you know. I want you to know that. You're a phenom. In fact, you're phenom. You're
no longer phenom. You're now phenom. I like what you did there. Thank you.
So, Malachi Toney, he was 17 when he started the season. Malachi Toney is one of those reclassified kids who should have been in high school, should have been a senior in high school this year, reclassifies to come to the U a year early, plays quarterback for his high school in a state championship game. Now, I know the good people of Ohio understand what high school football is like.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
In Florida, it's real. This young man goes 15 for 15 at quarterback in a state championship game last year. He can do everything. Like, remember, like, the line from Friday Night Lights, like the Boobie Miles line, like, you know, and he can pass like that. Like when Boobie's uncle is in the bleachers talking to all the recruiters about right. everything Boobie Miles can do. Malachi Toney is him without any of the swagger. Like, just the nicest, quietest kid. Does things very quietly. Like, obviously, all these kids are getting NIL money. Malachi Toney gave out hundreds of turkeys. And it's not uncommon, like, for kids to do turkey giveaways and toy drives at the holidays and things like that. This kid just turned 18.
I was going to say, at 17 it is, yeah.
Does it with no fanfare whatsoever. Like, we find out about it, like, 2 hours before it happens. Like, he's not looking to promote it. He's not doing look-at-me stuff. He's just trying to give back to the people who have always been there for him. And the people, he might not know who he is personally, and he might not know them personally, but he understands the struggle that a lot of neighborhoods in South Florida have, and he already is aware of the platform that he has to be able to put a smile on people's face, whether it's with a Christmas present for a kid or a turkey for Thanksgiving dinner or playing the game of his life.
Yeah.
Whenever he's on the field, he's clicked so well with Carson Beck. He's clicked so well with Mark Fletcher, who's a great story in and of himself. Just a super nice young man that if y'all weren't Ohio State people, you would root for the young man. He's just one of those kids who you just watch him play and you hear the story and it just makes you smile, whether you're a Canes fan or not.
Love it.
How about just a little bit of the hype? Any of the bitterness from what the 02 season, 03 Fiesta Bowl still? Was that any bit of a storyline this week in South Florida?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's funny because that's how I feel about LeBron going to Miami too. So.
Oh, I'm talking about that. Well, of course there is. I mean, yeah. You know, look, as we all know, and I believe Wikipedia has been updated a couple of times this week, and I think people keep changing it back. You know, Miami is a 6-time national champion, as we all know. You know, it was the worst call in the history of the free world. It's fun to talk.
That's funny because we think about the decision the same way. It's amazing the correlations that we have on this thing.
Well, except I can't blame Jim Gray for the flag.
That's true. I can blame Jim Gray up and down. I have no problem doing that.
I honestly think if the gentleman, and I feel badly using his name, but you know, Terry Porter is still he's a Hall of Fame referee in Oklahoma.
Right.
Like, he's been refereeing games for 59 years. He was still refereeing games a few months ago. I assume he still is. I'm not certain, but he took an extra second to make sure he got the call right. If he had just thrown the flag,
no problems.
Yeah.
It was a delay.
Yeah, that's a good point. It was the delay.
Bad call. Miami fans still would have said it's a terrible call. And Ohio State fans would have been like, it's a great call. The delay is what kills the play. Like, that's the thing. And some of the stories that we get reminded, like Sean Taylor threw his helmet in the air. because he thought the game was over. And I believe he played the rest of the game with a broken helmet. because part of it broke off in the celebration. These kids have no idea what we're talking about.
Right.
Like, we are now that old.
Oh, man, it's killing me.
I know.
It's killing me.
Carson Beck was, I think, 2 months old. I don't think he was paying a lot of attention to it, you know, between Binkies and Mobiles. I don't think he was really caring a whole lot about did Glenn Sharp hit him or not. I don't think it came up much. It's so fun to talk about.
And it is fun.
It's hilarious how it's worked out. But the teams have played twice since, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And we had Ken Dorsey here for a while, too, with the Browns, too. I forgot about it when he was wearing a Browns.
I mean,
shirt.
We can only be so lucky to have that kind of a game tomorrow night. The other guy I wanted to ask you about, Tim, only because
you
he's...
You don't want that kind of ending for Tom? You don't need that ending tomorrow night.
The other guy that's kept me up at night here for the last week is one Reuben Bain Jr., who can wreck a game as quickly as anyone. Give us a little background on him, Tim, and why Buckeyes fans should be focused on their number four tomorrow night.
It's both number fours, remember, too, because Mark Fletcher wears it on the
offensive side. Oh, that's right. You got doubles.
And by the way, I do hope to collect the Electoral College votes from the great state of Ohio, because I'm running for president to get rid of double number.
Good call.
That and TV movies should be aired without commercials, and everybody needs to use blinkers. But other than that, that's my only platform.
Hey, settle down.
Reynolds and 28, I'm there.
Oh, and the backing up in the parking spots. We're going to get rid of that.
Oh, yeah.
Another good one.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I'm
telling you, I make a lot of sense. I make a lot of sense, guys. The Reuben Bain, incredible freshman year. Like, came onto the scene. And yeah, it's tough for local guys because there are so many pressures on them. You were an elite high school player. You came back. You stayed home. And we've heard it for 20 years from Miami recruits. Going to make the crib great. Going to make the crib great again. We're bringing the U back. We're bringing the U back to where it belongs. The pressure on these kids to do that is so insane. Reuben Bain paid zero attention to the pressure as a freshman and was absolutely dominant. Last year, first game of the year against Florida, second play of the game, gets hurt.
Mm.
Was not the same kid. He missed a few games, came back. He was not the same. He was not even remotely close to the same player. Last year was kind of a lost year to the point where, depending on who you ask, people will tell you various versions of the story, but I don't think it was a guarantee that Reuben Bain was going to remain at the University of Miami at this time 12 months ago. Fast forward to now, he and Akeem Mezidor have just absolutely flourished. There is a defensive line coach here from the Ohio area, Jason Taylor. I went to a practice earlier this year and waited to talk to Akeem Mezidor after practice. And I was there for an hour and 20 minutes before they finished their end of practice drills. They just worked on hand placement and hitting the bag and all that with JT. Reuben Bain has been pushed by Akeem Mezidor to become so much better. Akeem Mezidor has been pushed by Reuben Bain to become so much better. Bain hears every criticism. His arms are too short. He's not tall enough. He's only 275. All the things that people have been saying about all the reasons why he can't be a great player, I think you need to say all of those things on a loop for the next 30 hours. The University of Miami would really appreciate it if you guys would do that. That would be amazing. He's another Tom will explain this better than I will. There's just some kids you just really like to cover because they're so thoughtful and so smart and just very nice people. Mm. And then you put a football player in front of him and he becomes something else entirely.
Wow.
And he needs to have a lot of plays tomorrow night where he is the best player on the field for Miami to have a chance.
I think you're right.
That said, there's going to be a lot of plays where he is the best player on the field. The question is, can Ohio State limit that total? That's going
to
be the thing.
To me, that's
by the way, with Mezidor, you can't block them both.
No, I know.
Very much like the Texas Tech situation here at the Orange Bowl. with Rodriguez and Bailey. Like, it's just so hard. When you've got two machines coming at you from either side, which one do you pick?
Right.
Miami has that going for them, and that's going to be the ultimate challenge for Ohio State tomorrow night.
Completely agree.
Tim, thank you very much. Just to give you a heads up, too, Milan Paris, a kid who's a wide receiver from Walsh Jesuit, who's in Northeast Ohio, he'll be down there next year. He's definitely going to be one to cover. Same high school as Mike Vrabel. So, and he's 6'5" kid. He's super fast. So you'll have another guy to cover there. So maybe you stole one from Ohio for next year, just so you know that.
Yeah, but can he skate? Because again, we're all about the Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs around here.
Final joke. I was going to say Tim Reynolds. Make sure you check him out all the time from the Associated Press. He's got his book, The Miami Heat, an illustrated timeline, and of course he is the main beat writer for the Sudbury Bulldogs. Killing me, man! Killing me.
Happy New Year, Tim.
Thanks, man. Happy New Year.
Thank you, boys. Happy New Year. Take care.
Take care. Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press. Nice to have you join us here on Baskin and Phelps. Oh, man. We got a lot out of that one. I can't wait for this game tomorrow night. Let's do a 2020.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.